Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's varsity, I should say this morning's varsity boys basketball game. We are at LaPel High School, one of the hosts of a Class 2A, a Class 2A boys basketball regional. Today's game features the Tipton Blue Devils and the Monroe Central Golden Bears. We thank you for tuning in. PutMeInSports.com. This game slated to tip off at 10:30 a.m. And then we'll try to get that right on the schedule. They usually do in regional competition. It is a prerequisite. We'll mention bringing this game to you. You can catch her online or on paper. That's the Tipton Tribune. Michelle Garman. You can read the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune page on Facebook. And on Twitter, it's at Michelle_Garman. Again, that's at Michelle_Garman for updates on area games and matches. We'll mention bringing this game to you here this morning. Also, this evening's game, 8 p.m., Put Me In Sports will be here for the 8 o'clock ball game. We'll not do the second game. We'll not do the Rensselaer Central game versus Carroll Cougars. We'll be taking a break. We'll watch that game, get ready for tonight's final game at 8 p.m. Bringing you this contest today on Put Me In Sports is Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, they're in Cicero. Also bringing this game to you is Fritz. Fritz Auto Sales and Service. They're in Fishers. Lisa Stokes Bear, 6321. She resides in Cicero. Along with Travis Rhodes. Travis Rhodes, Tipton County Sheriff candidate. We'll mention Travis Rhodes in just a bit. We'll also mention Target Sports. Target Sports, Sheridan, Indiana, along with AGM Auto. They're in Arcadia. This game being covered here on Saturday, right here, we'll mention three broadcast stations covering this game. They're all radio. We'll mention the first one is WILO. That's Don Stock. What a nice gentleman. He works for Clinton County Sports over there in Clinton County. Also covering this game is WIOU, 1350 AM. That's Steve Stout. Steve Stout, pretty good broadcaster in his own right. He's good. We'll also mention Put Me In Sports. Happy to bring this game to you. And then we'll mention, as mentioned, the 8 p.m. game tonight. I believe the three that I mentioned will cover that game. And I will also mention there may be five additional sites covering that game. So both coaches out on the surface right now, they're talking it over. Having a good powwow between the two coaches. The captains have just met. Both teams just met with the officials. Looking to be a good ball game here and a good ball game for the 12 o'clock. That 12 o'clock ball game might not start exactly at 12, but it's going to happen this afternoon. It should be a good ball game there also. Let's learn a little bit about each school. We'll talk about first the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Tipton Blue Devils. Back home, they have a school capacity on the gym floor, I should say in the gymnasium, 3,050. Their enrollment at Tipton High School, 505. They came out of Class 2A, Sectional 39. There were six in that sectional. That sectional happened at Tipton High School. In their sectional were Tipton, Madison Grant, Taylor, Blackburn, Sheridan, and Eastbrook. The principal at Tipton High School is Mr. Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Mr. Corey Fernung, and the athletic trainer is Mr. Burt Emmers. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 416-472. You can dial them up by telephone, 765-675-7431. On the web, you can find them at TipsonAthletics.com. On Twitter, it's at Tipson, B as in ball, Devils. That's Tipson, B, Devils. We'll mention they wear the collars blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. We'll mention Tipton performing in the East Division. We'll mention they are Tipton, Western, Hamilton Heights, Lewis Cavs, and Northwestern. In the West Division, it's Central Catholic, Twin Lakes, Benton Central, Rensselaer Central, and West Lafayette. We'll mention the Blue Devils currently 17 wins, 6 losses on the season. Offensively, they average 65.8 points per ball game. They give up defensively an average of 54.2. The head coach of the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins working in year number 3 at Tipton High School. 46 wins, 25 losses. We'll mention overall, he's working in year number 41. And we'll mention he's 543 wins, 384 losses. We'll remind you the regional championship game tonight will start at 8 p.m. It'll be right here at LaPel High School. They are gracious hosts. This gym has some space in it. We'll mention the IHSAA. When they look for sectional coverage or other teams to host the regional or semi-state, they are looking for space around the gym floor. This space right here is perfect. They've got a lot of space for the sidelines, and they've got plenty of space at the baseline and to the end of each court. Works pretty well here at LaPel. Now, we'll talk a little bit about the Monroe Central Golden Bears. Golden Bears gym capacity back home, 2,250. Their school enrollment, 368. They also came out of Class 2A, Sectional 40. That sectional took place at Alexandria High School. They started with 7 teams in their sectional. They are Monroe Central, LaPel, Frankton, Winchester, Wapahani, Alexandria, and Elwood. The principal at Monroe Central High School is Mr. David Rutherford. The athletic director is Mr. Josh Burkett. And the athletic trainer is Mr. Kyle Parkinson. Monroe Central High School is located at Parker City, Indiana, 47368. You can reach them by telephone at 765-468-7545. On the web, you can find them at MonroeCentralAthletics.com. On Twitter, at MCGoldenBears_. Again, that's at MCGoldenBears_. They wear the collars brown and gold. They perform in the Mid-Eastern Conference. There are 10 teams in the Mid-Eastern Conference. Here's how they stacked up this season. Monroe Central, Wapahani, Eastern Hancock, Daleville, Shenandoah, Randolph Southern, Blue River, Westdale, Cowan, and Union. We'll mention Monroe Central Golden Bears are currently 24 wins, 0 losses. We'll mention they average offensively per ball game 54.3. Defensively, they give up an average of 37.9. The head coach for Monroe Central is Mr. Justin Allum. Mr. Justin Allum working in year number 8 at Monroe Central. He's got 118 wins, 71 losses. And again, we'll mention the regional championship game tonight. It's going to tip off at 8 p.m. It's going to happen right here at LaPel High School. Put me in sports. We'll be here. We'll look to have a pregame about 7:45 p.m. We'll let you know. We'll remind you the Hoosier Conference. Game day, that was last Saturday, March the 5th. Sectional championships, they ended up like this. There were four games. Peru, 47. Benton Central, 43. Rensselaer Central, also 47. Lewis Taft, also 43. Tipton Blue Devils, 60. Madison Grant Argyles, 51. Central Catholic Knights, 63. North Vermilion, 24. Regional games happening tonight for the Hoosier Conference. It's the first round of the regional. Three games happening here today on March the 12th, a Saturday. Hoosier Conference games, the first two are at LaPel. 10:30 contest this morning. It's going to be this one. Tipton versus Monroe Central. The noon ball game here at LaPel will be Rensselaer Central and the Carroll Cougars. A 10 a.m. contest at Frankfort High School. Southwood going against Central Catholic Knights. We'll mention a little bit about the Mid-Eastern Conference. Mid-Eastern Conference, that game day last Saturday, March the 5th, sectional championships. There were four games there also. Monroe Central, 54. LaPel, 41. Eastern Hancock, 61. Northeastern, 48. Liberty Christian, 85. Daleville, 50. Blue River, 63. Randolph Southern, 56. Regional competition. That was on March the 12th, the first round. Last Saturday, we'll mention Mid-Eastern Conference, three ball games also. Right here, we'll mention again, it's going to be 10:30 a.m. start. It'll be Tipton versus Monroe Central. That's here at LaPel. We'll mention at Greenfield High School, 10 a.m. contest, Southmont going against Eastern Hancock. The 12 noon ball game at Frankfort, going to be Liberty Christian and the Blue River. 48 seconds left, clock rolling down. We're getting ready for our national anthem and our starters. Pretty good group of fans on hand here today. A lot of folks, a lot of blue, a lot of brown. Should be a good ball game here today. And I'm getting ready for this contest. We'll mention internet radio broadcast coverage of this education-based athletic contest is being made possible by Robbie Kendall and AudioSportsOnline.net. AFO has provided internet capability for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. Football, basketball, and baseball. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. We're going to raise right now and observe the flag. We're going to play the national anthem. I believe it's going to be the Tipton Blue Devil Band right here.
Thank you. Welcome to the high school where I just say, hey, boy, free folks. In game one,
you okay, it's the Blue Devils. What a band. I tell you what, they played very well. We're going to mention the starting lineup. For the Disney team on the scoreboard, the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, we'll talk about the non-starters first. Number two, Maverick Conaway. Number four, Gavin Hare. Number five, Clark Rodeball. Number 12 is Landon Spidell. Number 15, Sam Quigley. Number 20, Connor Hassong. Number 23, Aiden Toll. Number 32, Sam Humrichaus. And number 35, Oliver Conaway. Now the starting lineup for the Blue Devils. Let's start like this. Wearing number 3, 6'4" freshman, averaging 9.3 a game, that's Brady Carpenter. Number 11, 6 foot sophomore, averaging 17 points a game, that's Nolan Swan. Number 21, 6'4" senior, he averages 19.9 points a game, that's Nate Powell. Number 22, 5'11 sophomore, averages 7.8 a game, that's Jackson Money. Number 33, 6'8" senior, that's Sam Ridgway. We'll mention the non-starters from Monroe Central. Number 11, Gavin Patterson. Number 12, Brayden Matthesini. Number 20, Hayden Taylor. Number 22, Blake Bogue. Number 23, Easton Foster. And number 30, Josiah Cleveland. Now the starting lineup for the Monroe Central Golden Bears. Wearing number 0, a 5'11 junior, averages 8.4 a game, that's Josiah Ollum. We'll mention wearing number 1. He's a 5'11 junior. He averages 7.8 points per ball game, that's Luke Jones. Wearing number 2, 5'11 senior, averages 15.9 a game, Jackson Ollum. Wearing number 24, 6'3" senior, averages 11.3 a game, that's Gavin Smithson Burciaga. In winding out the lineup, number 32, 6'4" junior, averages 6.3 a game, that's Cole Mitchell. We'll mention the head coach for the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. The head coach for Monroe Central Golden Bears is Mr. Justin Ollum. They're finishing up the starting lineup for the home team on the scoreboard. That's Monroe Central. We'll mention the path to get here. This is how they got here at Tipton Blue Devils, Class 2A Sectional 39, on Tuesday, March 1st. Versus the Taylor Titans, Tipton got the win, 61-48. They came back on Friday night to semifinal, March the 4th. They went against Sheridan Blackhawks. Tipton got the win, 79-41. And then on Saturday night, March the 5th, sectional championship, Madison Grant. Tipton got the win, 60-51. We'll let you know about Monroe Central here momentarily. They're getting ready to tip it off. In the center circle for Tipton, 33, Sam Ridgway, 6'8" senior. Jumping center from Monroe Central, 24, Burciaga, 6'3" senior. The tip is controlled in the backcourt. That was a good toss. Control the backcourt by Brady Carpenter. They're working right side behind the arc. Jackson Money on behind the arc. Nolan Swan moves it left side. Elbow extended. Grady Carpenter. Inside the arc. 3-point shoot. Check that. 2-point shot wouldn't go. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Monroe Central. 14 seconds into the ball game. Monroe Central first possession. They're across the timeline. On the dribble right there, number 0, Josiah Ollum. Out top of the backboard. Move back to Josiah. Touches the hand briefly of Luke Jones. They'll go to the corner with it. 3-point shot on the way from the corner. Good. Threat the bucket. Number 2, Jackson Ollum. 3-0 contest. They bring the ball in from the backcourt. Tipton. Going to toss it out of bounds. Going to belong to Monroe Central. They'll bring it in. Slightly in their front court. In front of the scorer's bench. 7:25 left. We've just begun. First quarter, we're at LaPel High School. Regional competition. First round. In the front court with the basketball, 0, Josiah Ollum. Back out top. Luke Jones takes the point. He'll dish it off back to Ollum. Josiah, they get the ball back from Luke Jones. They get back from Jackson Ollum. They're moving it back around the front court. They go to the right corner baseline, touches the hands briefly of Versaga. Versaga gets in. He'll dish it back behind the arc. He'll dish it. He'll drive to the corner, pick up the dribble. That's number two, Jackson Olin. They'll get it back to Josiah. Move it right side, Jackson Olin with the basketball. Triple threat available. Back pedal dribble. Working against him is Jackson Money. They'll move it right side back out. With the ball in the hands, Josiah Olin. He'll work it inside to Versiaga. It's tipped outside. 3 points down the way. Short off the mark. Wouldn't go. Josiah Olin for three. And Monroe Central clears the board. They'll have another chance in the front court. 6:26 on the game clock. 3-0 contest. Monroe Central in front. They'll move it to the corner. They'll bring it back out on the dribble. Number one, Luke Jones, to move it right side near the front of the scores bench. Touches the hands of Olin at Jackson. They'll move inside. They'll take a shot. Inside out play wouldn't go for Jackson Olin. 3-point shot. There's going to be a foul whistle. It's going to be in the backcourt. It's going to be whistled on Monroe Central. Little bit of aggression right there. Nate Powell cleared the basketball board. He came down with it. Going to be an unnecessary foul in the backcourt right here on Monroe Central, Versiaga. He's got one team foul, number one. In the front court of the basketball, Grady Jackson gets it back from Nolan Swan. They'll bring it inside. Nate Powell. Tip it down low. Trying to get it to Sam Ridgway. Ridgway going to pick the ball up. They're going to call a foul on the floor. So Monroe Central picks up a quick two fouls here in the ballgame. We played just a little over 2 minutes. They're going to whistle this foul on 24. Versiaga, he'll pick up number two. He'll check out the ballgame with two fouls. In the ballgame for Versiaga is going to be number 12, Braden Matheny. Braden Matheny in the ballgame. Braden Matheny, he enters the ballgame right here, 5'11 senior. They're working down low, 2-point bucket good from the paint. Nate Powell, right side of the glass. 3-2 ballgame. 5:38 on the game clock in the front court. Monroe Central. They're working back out top, Josiah Olin. The movement left side touches the hands of Luke Jones. Back to Olin. They're working down the baseline. Working inside out play. 3-point shot straight away. Wouldn't go for Josiah Olin. Rebound on Grady Jackson. He'll bounce it down low. 2-point bucket to Nate Powell. What a beautiful bounce pass to the paint by Grady Jackson. Blue Devils up by one. 4-3 contest. Working it in the front court around the perimeter. The movement left side back out top. Luke Jones, as mentioned, Monroe Central, going for 54.3 points a game. So the block shot down low. Sam Ridgway blocks the shot of Cole Munchell. Going back the other direction. Bump, no foul called. So go back the other direction. Going to be a steal. And going to be a steal in the front court near the baseline. Nolan Swan had the wherewithal to know he was out of bounds right there near the basketball. He got both feet in, reestablished, tried to knock it out of bounds, and stayed in bounds. He grabbed the basketball. Blue Devils in the front court after that possession. Working it right there, Grady Carpenter, left side in front of the bench. Out top, 3-point shot, good. 3-point bucket for Nolan Swan. 7-3 ballgame. Tipton by four on the dribble in the front court. Back out top, 12, Braden Matheny. They're working left side. Touch the hand briefly of Luke Jones back to Matheny. He'll move it right side. Josiah. He'll get it back to left side. He'll dribble in. He'll kick it back out. Behind the arc, Jackson Olin. Out top to Josiah Olin. Now right side. That's number 12, Braden Matheny. He entered the ball game for Versaga. And he'll work it back in the paint. In the paint, 2-point shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Right there, Nate Powell taking that shot with zero. Josiah Olin. Back in the front court. They're going to work it in to Nate Powell. He'll take it back out. 3-point shot, good. Nolan Swan, a couple of steps behind the arc. Left elbow extended. 3:22 left here in the first quarter. Blue Devils by seven. They're working in the front court. Guarding the basketball with some space right there. Jackson Money. They'll move the ball back to the corner. 3-point shot on the way, good. Right elbow extended. Monroe Central, number one, Luke Jones. 10-6 ball game. Blue Devils with the possession, crossing the timeline with a 4-point advantage. 2:53 left here in the ball game. I should say first quarter. We're going to call an offensive foul. We're going to call an illegal screen. It's going to go against Tipton, number 33, Sam Ridgway. Ridgway picked up his first foul in the ballgame. Team foul number one for Tipton. So they're working it from right there. They're going to bring the ball in from halfway back in the backcourt right in front of the Monroe Central bench. Triggering the inbound going to be Braden Matheny. He's looking to bring it in to Josiah Allum. 2:50 left. And Sam Ridgway with one, team foul number one. So they're working in the paint. Thought about a shot. Sam Ridgway there. Altered the shot. He didn't take it. They'll take this one outside the paint. Flip in a fadeaway. Good. 2-point bucket for Jackson Allum. 10-8 ball game. Blue Devils by two. In the front court, Jackson Money, left side, in front of the Monroe Central bench. Tossed it back out near the center circle. Noah Swan, outside the arc, shot off the mark, wouldn't go for Jackson Money. Tried the three. Rebound, Monroe Central. Let's go the distance. Let's try it off the glass a bit strong. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Simpson. Taking that shot a bit strong with Cole Munchell. Simpson back in the direction. Just outside the paint, spin move. Could be a block. Bit of a deflection there. Nate Powell couldn't get the right-handed floater. Going to go back the other direction. Monroe Central. 1:54 on the game clock. 10-8 ball game. Thinking about shot outside the arc. Right elbow extended. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. That shot taken by Jackson Olam. Back to front court now with Tipton. 1:40 left here in the first quarter. 10-8 ball game. Tipton in the front court. Nolan Swan on the dribble, free throw line. He'll pick the ball up. He'll look to get rid of it. He will to Jackson Money. Fadeaway jumper, wouldn't go. 2-point land, rebound secured by Monroe Central. Braden Matheny back the other direction. 1:20 left. 2-point advantage, Blue Devils. Both in the front court with Monroe Central. He'll bounce it down low. Blocked shot. Taking the shot there with Cole Munchell. Sam Ridgway recycles it. Ball picked up in the backcourt by Tipton. Going to be 1 minute left right now. They'll bring in elbow left side and Nate Powell. He'll dish off Nolan Swan. He'll go to the corner with it, saving the basketball into the hands of Nolan Swan. With Monroe Central, that was Luke Jones. Going to be a holding foul in the front court. They're going to whistle this foul on Monroe Central. 49.4 seconds left. Foul's going to be whistled on Monroe Central, number two, Jackson Olam. He'll pick up his first. Team foul, number three, the ran in left of the bucket. On the baseline, Noah Swan to toss it deep out top to Sam Ridgway. He'd get it right side to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter being guarded there by Josiah Olam. He'll pass it back out left side. Noah Swan, he'll go to the corner with it, bring it back out with Jackson Money to get it back out to Nolan. 35 seconds left. When they pass down low, going to be tipped out of bounds. They're staying in the front court with Tipton. 34.5 seconds left. First quarter. Tipton going to inbound it right of their own bucket on the baseline. That's Nolan Swan looking to get in. He'll bounce it in to Nate Powell down low to Sam Ridgway off the glass. 2-point bucket. Ridgway in the paint. 12-8 ball game. Blue Devils by four. 24 seconds left. First quarter. Looking for instructions from the bench from Coach Justin Allum right there. Holding the basketball out in the center court is number zero, Josiah Allum. 10 seconds, he's going to begin the approach. They're going to go right side to Jones, to the corner. Munchell, back out. He'll work it down low to Munchell. Lost the handle. 1 second, long shot to buzzer. Off the backboard, wouldn't go. Three-quarter court shot, wouldn't go for Jackson Money. We'll go to the first quarter break. Tipton in front, 12-8, 4-point advantage over Monroe Central. Well, mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's Park West Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. There's the south edge of Cicero, right there along State Road 19, at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at Cars West Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317 384-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. The first horn sounds in between quarters. There's a second buzzer. 1 minute timeout complete. They're going to inbound the basketball. Tip was controlled by Tipton. Ultimate possession arrow without any tie-ups in the quarter. Going to give it to Monroe Central. Back in the ball game, 24, Gavin Smithson, Berciaga. He's going to play with two fouls. Crossing the sideline in a walk pace. That's Josiah Allum. Touches the hands of Luke Jones briefly. Back to Allum. They'll work it back around. And they'll work it down low to Berciaga. They'll jump pass out of there, double team. They'll get it back. 2-point shot just outside the paint. About 12 footer good. Monroe Central, Josiah Allum. See the front court. 12-10 ball game. Tipped in by two. Falls in the front court. Grady Carpenter. They'll work it back. Nolan Swan. Swan being guarded there by Jackson Allum. They'll work to the corner. Grady Carpenter. They'll work it back to Nolan Swan. In the ball game during the quarter break is number 23. Number 23 is Aiden Toll, 6'1", senior. They're working back out top and looking for the good shot. Working down low. They'll get it just outside the paint. Nate Powell will tip it back to Aiden Toll. He's trying to get it through the corner. It's going to be intercepted. Going the other direction. Allum, he'll chase off. 2-point bucket good. Number two, Jackson Allum. Tie ball game at 12. 6:50 left. Second quarter. It's a pretty good decibel level picking up right now, 12-12 ball game. In the front court, Nolan Swan making a count right there. Pretty much had to get rid of it. That's 6-foot area. Sam Ridgway going to shoot, take a shot at the free throw line. He'll go down low. Couldn't get the shot. It rimmed around and fell off. Going back the other direction, Josiah Allum. They'll work it back around Berciaga. And then back out, they'll reset the offense with Josiah Allum. Coach Justin Allum signaling out the play to start from the center circle. Started out right there, Luke Jones to Josiah Allum. Luke Jones going to take a three. 3-point shot, rims out, rebound secured by Nolan Swan. Crossing the timeline with the basketball, Grady Jackson. I take that back, Grady Carpenter. 5:55 on the game clock. They'll work it down in. They foul, he'll go lower to Aiden Toll. He'll go off the glass, got the bucket. Aiden Toll for two. 14-12. 2-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Out top of the basketball on the dribble. Number two, Jackson Allum. He'll move it left side. He'll work it down to the baseline. He'll drive in. It'd be meet a double team. It'd be blocked right there. Blocked the pass. Sam Ridgway. Down low on the baseline with 24, Gavin Smithson, Berciaga. Checking out of the ballgame, going to take a breather. Monroe Central, number 12, Braden Matheny. They're going to bring it in. Rise the bucket on their own baseline. Brought in right here by Josiah Allum. To get it back to Berciaga, now back to Allum. He'll take the point out top. Well out top. They'll work it right there. They'll work it from the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Rimmed around. Fell in. Friendly roll for number two, Jackson Allum. Monroe Central goes up by one, 15-14. They'll work it down low. They'll get it into Nate Powell. He'll dribble in. He'll go off the glass. Got the bucket. 6'4" Nate Powell working against 6'3" Berciaga. 2-point bucket for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils by one. Seesaw battle on the scoreboard. 16-15 Blue Devils in front. They're working the free throw line. Take a couple steps in. 2-point jumper. Good. That's number 24. Gavin Smithson Berciaga for two. He's a senior. 17-16. Monroe Central by one. In the front court, dribbling the basketball. Grady Carpenter getting back to Nolan Swan. Take a dribble here, going to paint. No foul called. Couldn't get the bucket. Ball's loose. Going to be rebounded by Monroe Central. Josiah Allum across the timeline. Out top to Berciaga. They'll work it to Allum. That's Jackson Allum with the dribble. Back to Luke Jones. Back to Allum. Jackson Allum. They're going to call foul. They're going to whistle a touch foul. Could be a touch foul right there. Going to be called on Tipton. Grady Carpenter going to pick up the foul. He's got one. Team foul number two. Back in the ballgame for Tipton is Jackson Money. taking a breather is 33, Sam Ridgway. They'll pass it in, down low on the box. Berciaga couldn't get it from in the paint. Rimmed out a bit hard on the shot. Tipped him back the other end. 3-point shot from the corner baseline. Jackson Money took Cliff Hawkins, puts him back in at the absolute right time. 3:55 on the game clock. 19-17. Chipped in by two. They're working it outside the paint. They're working outside. Right elbow extended. Triple threat available. He'll pass. Jackson Ollum. He'll go near the corner. Right there to Joshua, I should say. Josiah Ollum. Back to Jackson Ollum. They'll just trade the basketball back and forth right now in this portion of the game. 3.5 minutes left. Second quarter. He'll move the right side to Luke Jones. Back out top. Touches the hands of Jackson Ollum. They'll get it back to Josiah Ollum. He'll dribble in and take it back out. Luke Jones. Work it right side. Jackson Ollum. A little bit of air taken out of the basketball. They'll take a shot outside the arc. Shot taken by Josiah Ollum. Would have been a three. Didn't go. Dipped him with the board. They'll move it to the front court. Aiden Toll. They'll get it back out. Out top. They'll get it to Grady Carpenter. They'll work it down low to Nate Powell. He'll take the shot. He got it blocked. He got the ball back. Right back in his face. A good block shot there by Cole Munchell. Pistons going to remain in the front court with the basketball. They're not going to allow the shot. Grady Carpenter drove the lane, left side of the lane. Couldn't get the bucket. They're going to whistle a foul on Monroe Central. They're going to call a foul on number zero, Josiah Ollum. He's got one. They're working down low. Shot off the mark. They're going to call a double dribble. He never dribbled once. He didn't dribble once, and they're calling a double dribble. They're calling a double dribble, and Jackson Money never put the ball on the floor until he jumped back to the... Well, they're going to give it back. They'll make the change. Okay, Meyer, don't talk too much. They're working down low. Nate Powell. And around the shot, they're going to call a turnover on the Blue Devils. They're going to give it back to Monroe Central. 2:41 left. 19-17. Blue Devils by two. They'll bring it in from the backcourt. Berciaga gets it in to Josiah Ollum. They're across the timeline at a walk pace. 2:32. Left here in the second quarter, 19-17, tipped in by two. Ball's in the front court, Monroe Central. Left side, well behind the arc, number two, Jackson Ollum. They're working down low. Berciaga couldn't handle the pass. Picked up by Grady Carpenter. Front court, he'll get it to Noah Swan, basically a baseline jumper. About 14 feet, got the bucket, tipped in by four. In the front court with the basketball, Monroe Central. Way out top to the basketball, number two, Jackson Ollum. He'll dish it off to Luke Jackson. They'll work it back around. We're going to out top, I should say, Luke Jones. Out top here, Luke Jones will take a three. It'll rim off long, rebound secured by Jackson Money. He'll keep the ball in his possession. Work that basketball away from Cole Munchell to the front court. With the basketball, Nate Powell. Back to Aiden Goldbaum, back to Nate. He'll back his way down, take one dribble. They'll take a shot from the baseline just outside the paint. Nate Powell with two. 23-17. Blue Devils by six. We're approaching halftime. 1:22 left here in the second quarter. They move to the left side. Luke Jones. Back out top. They'll get it to Josiah Ollum. Going to move the offense is what Ollum's saying right there. That's Jackson Ollum. They get to the corner and get the ball back from Luke Jones. They're working in. Berciaga in the paint, got the bucket. They work it to him, about a 10-footer in the paint. 2-point bucket for Berciaga. 4-point ball game, 23-19. Blue Devils in front. Ball's in the front court, Blue Devils. They work it down. Elbow, left side to Nate Powell. They kick it back out, 3-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go, Aiden Toll. Aiden Toll on the season, shooting 38% behind the stripe. 35 seconds left. Going to take a dribble out top. It's number zero, Josiah Ollum. Get a stationary dribble there. Cross from the scores bench, deep in the front court. Jackson Money applying the pressure, getting that hand in there inside the six-foot area. He'll get it back in there now. He'll earn the count. Three. He'll read that one. We'll set the count on the dribble after the stationary. So work it back, elbow right side. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Going to the baseline. Jumper on the way, rims around, ready to go for Luke Jones.
Gonna be a foul call. Not gonna be any shots awarded, but there will be a foul called against Tipton. They're gonna whistle this on 22. Jackson Money, I take that back. I thought it was gonna be a D50 foul. Got the Blue Devils, but they're gonna shoot at the free throw line, shooting the bonus. Cole Muscle, he'll miss the first. I take that back. He's shooting two. He got fouled in the act of shooting. Cole Muscle, he'll get one more. Second one is good. Cole Muscle shooting 53% from his stripe into the ballgame. He's now 20 for 37. So they'll work it from there. We'll go to halftime. Blue Devils up at halftime. Up by three, it's 23-20. And we're going to take a breather here.
Hey, we're going
to have water. We're at halftime. Dustin Shear on hand, quarterback coach for the Blue Devils. He called the plays off 54 days. So we'll miss you. This game working out just as thought of right here, and we'll miss you. Monroe Central, Golden Bears, their pass. To this game right here, they played at the Alexandria sectional. As mentioned, there were seven teams in that sectional. Class 2A, sectional 40. They began on Wednesday night. They played on Wednesday, March the 2nd. They went against the Elwood Panthers. They got the win, 63-26. They came back on Friday night, March the 4th. Semifinal round, they went against Wapahani Raiders. Monroe Central got the win 39-33. Then on Saturday night, they came back for the sectional championship, March the 5th, versus the LaPel Bulldogs. And Monroe Central got the win 54-41. Pretty good ball game in the works. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com since 1983. Great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana at 842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers, located at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana 46038. The second location is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's right there on State Road 32 between Noblesville and Westfield. That's in Noblesville, Indiana. Theoretically, it's 46062. You can explore their quality used car inventory at FritzandFishers.com. You can find them online or you can find them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company. Serving Hamilton, Tipton, in Madison County since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. We'll also mention bringing you this ballgame. As a lifetime Tipton County resident, a proud member of our military service, Travis Rose, the smart choice for our next Tipton County Sheriff. Officer Travis Rose places service before self. Travis Rhodes, a lifetime of dedication to serving our country and community. paid for by the committee to elect Travis Rhodes, Tipton County Sheriff. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports, located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. Reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Again, their number, 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome right there at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range, which makes it safe, a safe way to practice your practice shooting. Right there, I'm talking about Target Sports in Sheridan. Also bringing this contest to you is AGM Auto. They're in Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries, same friendly faces and same quality work. They now restore classic cars and trucks. You can call them at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. You can check them out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find them, just go to Arcadia. Take State Road 19. Just go west on Howard Avenue and cross the railroad track, and they will be right there behind the Arcadia ballpark. So what a ball game. We're at the intermission, halftime intermission. We're at LaPel High School, a wonderful place to host the regional. Blue Devils were here not long ago. They won their first game. They went to the second game, went against Oak Hill. Oak Hill, pretty tall team that year. Oak Hill got to win that particular night. They went on. I believe they won the state that particular night. And 3:08 left on the game clock. We're in intermission. We'll mention a little bit about another sponsor. We're going to talk about the Blue Devil Boilermaker. Blue Devil Boilermaker, a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils basketball and football team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2021-22 Tipton Blue Devils. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by the Indiana Fever and the Indiana Pacers. They are proud sponsors of Indiana sports, basketball related. They are proud to do so. We will mention, we'll talk about the regionals happening today. Those regionals, there are four sites. One site is North Judson, San Pierre. We'll mention right there at San Pierre. And we'll mention LaPel right here at Feeder System. From Winnemac Community, Western Boone, Tipton, Alexandria, Monroe. Another regional site is Greenfield Central, along with Southridge. We'll try to get through this. We'll mention happening at Greenfield Central today, Southmont at 19-6.
going against Eastern Hancock at 20-5. The winner will play tonight at 8 p.m. Also there at Greenfield Central, Triton Central, 13-11, going against University High School, 15-9. They'll play together right there. They'll talk it up. They'll match it up, Greenfield Central Regional. Right there at Southridge High School hosting the regional. Forest Park, 14-9, going against 14-8 in the early game today at 10 o'clock start. They'll go against either Providence, 17-6, or Linton Stockton at 22-4. And they'll both, one of those winners from each game will play tonight. That'll start at 7:30. We'll talk about the North Judson Stampier here in a moment. And we'll talk about the LaPel sectional here in a moment also. Clock's going to roll down. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. It's going to be inbound right there by Monroe Central. Alternate possession arrow. They'll bring it in across court from Schwartz bench. 8 minutes on the game clock. 23-20. Tipped it in front. So that going to the front court there. They'll pass it back court. Jackson Olin gets it into Josiah Olin. They're working left side behind the arc, picking him up right there is Jackson Money. Moving the zone, does the Blue Devils. Out top once again, Josiah Olin. Right side, he gets to Luke. Right there, Luke Jones with the basketball back out. Back pedal dribble. Josiah Olin, the point guard. They work it right side to Berciaga. They get it back to Berciaga, right side behind the arc. They're moving around the perimeter. Josiah Olin. They're working down low, they're working back out. Josiah Olin going to dribble in and bring it back out to Berciaga. On the dribble now, it's number two, Jackson Olin. They'll bring the ball back out, Luke Jones. Looking for a good entry pass. They are playing deliberate. Hence, 54.3 points per game. They go to the corner. Three-point shot, rimmed out long. Shot taken there by Luke Jones, and Monroe Central boards the basketball. They'll try another shot. They'll try to get another shot here in the front court. He's played 1 minute here in the second half. 23-20. Blue Devils by three. They'll move it out top now, way out top. Touches hands briefly of Jackson Olin. He'll get the ball back from Berciaga. He'll go to the corner with it. Luke Jones, he'll dribble it back out. Josiah Olin, we tipped away. Tipped away by Jackson Money. Going back the other direction, Blue Devils. They'll work it down low. Wouldn't go off the glass. Rebound. Sam Ridgway boards his own rebound. They'll go up to the shot. He'll get fouled. Shot wouldn't go. Sam Ridgway going to shoot two. 6:34 in the game clock. They're going to whistle a foul on Monroe Central. It's going to be whistled on number two, Jackson Olin. He picks up number two. He fouled number one here in the second half. Sam Ridgway, two shots. First one rims around. Wouldn't go. Sam Ridgway going to step back to the stripe. He'll toe it up. 6'8" senior. Played a good linebacker position in football. Also caught some touchdown passes. Second shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Luke Jones of Monroe Central. In the backcourt, deep in the frontcourt. But where's the Berciaga? Berciaga with the basketball, triple threat, he'll pass it. Out top, touches Jackson, all on hands. Back to Josiah, now back to Jackson. He'll dribble in, he'll go baseline. They'll draw a triple team. They're going to stay tipped out of bounds. Good hands there by the Blue Devils. Ball caroms out of bounds, picked up right there by Coach Todd Winland. LaPel High School basketball coach. Tipton didn't get to play, though. Had a little bit of Mother Nature. They're working it down low off the glass. Off the glass, two-point bucket. Good. Monroe Central. Gavin Smithson, Berciaga. Make it a 23-22 ball game. Tipton by one. They're working down low to Nate Powell. He'll back his way in. He'll go off the glass. Strong move right there by Nate Powell. Going to the front court in a hurry, does Monroe Central. Then they'll bring it back out and reset the offense. Josiah Olin. They'll work at right side. Jackson Olin back to Josiah. They'll get into Berciaga in the paint. There'll be a reach-in foul. Berciaga going to draw the foul. It's going to be whistled on Sam Ridgway. Ridgway going to pick up the foul. He picked up number two in the ball game. 5:42 left. Going to be brought in right the bucket by Monroe Central. Checking out the ball game, Cole Mitchell. Checking back in the ballgame, Braden Matheny. But we'll see the corner. Looking out top of the basketball on the dribble, Luke Jones. But bring it back out top, reset the offense. They give the ball up to Josiah Allum. He'll work it right side to Jackson Allum. Back out top, Versiaga touches the basketball briefly. Moves it to Luke Jones. Now Josiah working it behind the arc. Luke Jones, he'll work it right to the left side. Josiah Allum, he'll get the ball back to Luke Jones. Pick up the dribble, move it right to left side. Josiah, to get in Jackson Allum, across the paint to get it back out in the corner. Using some clock right here, 25-22. Blue Devils by three outside the arc, three-point shot. Ties the ball game. That's number two, Jackson Allum for three, 25-25. Blue Devils going to bring it from the backcourt. Full court pressure being shown, Josiah Allum. Dribbling it to the front court successfully. Working the back around. Nolan Swan will get it down low from Jackson Money. We'll get it down low to Nate Powell. But we'll get down low. No foul calls. Rebound, you don't duck it. He's going to shoot two. Sam Ridgway becoming a pretty good force here in this ball game. We're going to shoot two. Then we check back in the game for Monroe Central. It's going to be Cole Muscle. Number 32, foul's going to be whistled on Monroe Central. Number 12, Braden Matheny. He picks up his first. Team foul number two. That's 1 second half thus far on Tipton. Sam Ridgway nails the first one. As mentioned, back in the ballgame, Cole Marshall. Taking a breather is Monroe Central. Number 24, Gavin Smithson. Versiaga. He's going to eye the second one. He'll dribble a few times. Sam Ridgway rims off, wouldn't go. He got the first of two, 26-25, Blue Devils by one. They're working behind the arc. Left elbow extended, they'll work it down low. Take that back, back out top to move the basketball. Josiah Allum. Back to number 12, Braden Matheny. Works it to the left corner baseline. He gets the ball back to Josiah. Luke Jones might have got away with a step there. Might have kept that pivot foot down. Long shot. This one shot off the mark. Shot didn't go for Jackson Allum. It'll be a foul with the name called jump ball. Jump ball, simultaneous possession on the rebound. Going to give it to Gibson with the alternate Pizarro action. Alternate right there. Into the front court on the dribble. Braden Carpenter. His spin move. They're going to paint dish it down low. Off the glass, wanted to go up and jam it. He had some defender right there, got a piece of the ball. He went up, got two. That's Sam Ridgway. 28-25. 3-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Out top, move it left side, they go to the corner. Josiah, he'll dribble in, take a shot just outside the paint. He shoots off the glass, left side. 2-point bucket for Josiah Allum. 28-27. Drops the timeline. Brady Carpenter, he'll pass it on up outside the arc, Jackson Money. They'll bring it back straight away and give it up to Nate Powell. They'll move it left side behind the arc, Brady Jackson. They'll give it to Nate Nolan. They'll take a shot, right elbow, good. 2-point shot for Nolan Swan. 30-27, Blue Devils by three. They're working out top. They'll move it left side from the hands of Braden Matheny. They'll get it to Jackson Allum. He'll dribble down the paint, thought about a shot. He's in the paint, he'll backpedal, he'll... They get a bone flavor, excuse me, a fadeaway in the paint. He got covered up by defenders right there, picked up the basketball, had to find his own shot, couldn't get it. So we're going to see the baseline. 251. Outside, they're going to go baseline now. Nolan Swan will bring it back out. Working against him is Jackson Allum. He'll hand off right here. Grady Carpenter. Pick up a screen, he'll work it down low, and Nate Powell. He'll back his way in. He'll take a shot, left-handed floater in the paint. Right-handed player, Nate Powell. 32-27, 5-point advantage for the Blue Devils. On the dribble out top, that's Jackson right there. Allum lost the handle, he'll save the basketball. Cole Mitchell lost the handle on the baseline, he rolls it back out. He sprawled out to do it. Go right elbow extended, 3-point shot, going to go for Luke Jones. Rebound, Sam Ridgway. He'll outlet left side, Nolan Swan. We cross the timeline at a walk pace. 2:03 left here in the third quarter. 32-27. We're going to work it in. Brady Carpenter, he gets down low to Sam Ridgway. Got his own rebound. He'll go back up a third time. They're going to call a foul on the floor. Sam Ridgway playing basketball today. I say what? He couldn't get those two. But it's definitely encouraging for Sam Ridgway, for sure. 1:52. It'll call a foul on the floor. Hayden Cole back in the ballgame. Sam Ridgway is going to take a breather. He probably needs a breather. Taking out of the ballgame for Monroe Central is number 12, Braden Messini. Back in the ballgame is Bertiaga for Monroe Central. Go outside the paint. They'll get it back inside. Nolan Swan inside out play. Get it back to Graydon Carpenter. Now back to Nolan. He's in the paint. He'll go hard to the hoop and get the bucket. He'll float up on the rim and fall on in. 32-27. Back to a five-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Outside the arc, they're moving around. Luke Jones will get the ball back from Josiah. We're getting to Murciaga. Going to be a layup. Power layup. Left side off the glass. Credit the bucket, 32. Cole Munchell. Timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. 34-29. As they catch up on the scoreboard. 1:22 on the game clock. 30-second timeout. Good ball game in the works. Okay, what I did get to speak to athletic director Josh Burkett. Or this week on the phone, I think it might have been yesterday or the day before. Josh Burkett has coached basketball. He's been at Lewis Cass. He's been at Western Boone. He's now the athletic director right there at Monroe Central. We talked a little bit about football. He was a middle school football coach while coaching middle school. He was fortunate enough to coach Jack Shire right there. And what a ball game. Or what a player right there. A pioneer. He went on playing linebacker at Notre Dame now. Went from quarterback position to linebacker position at Jack Kaiser in the front court. Blue Devils. Picking up the dribble right there in the corner. It's Grady Carpenter. He'll work it down low baseline. Nate Powell inside out plays Carpenter. Rims off when go. Tipped out of bounds on the board. He's going to save the basketball. Save the basketball right there. Well done. Number 2, Jackson Olam for Monroe Central. Outside the arc, going to try a 3. Rimmed around, way to go. That is Gavin Smithson, Bertiaga. It's going to be a foul committed in the backcourt. Not a good foul, but they're going to whistle this foul in the backcourt. Number 12, Braden Messini. He picked up number 3 in the ballgame. Team foul number 4. Blue Devils bring it in from the backcourt. Bring in the Grady Jackson, gets it back to Nolan Swan. Going against him is number 2, Jackson Olam. Getting the count. They're going to call foul down low. Down low in the paint. They're going to whistle a foul on Jackson Money, evidently. So they are evidently looking at their areas. Their areas to check out, and Jackson Money going to pick up another foul on the offensive end. He picked up number 2. 4 thus far, second half on Monroe Central. 2 thus far, second half, Tipton Blue Devils. Those are foul situations. 33 seconds left. In the front court, Monroe Central. Works it right side behind the arc. Messini back out to Olam. That's Josiah. Moves it left side behind the arc to Luke Jones. They'll move it back around the perimeter. They're going to hand off to Luke Jones. He'll bring it back out. He'll take the point. 15 seconds left. We're going to right side into Messini, back to Jones. In the center circle, he'll work it left side, Josiah Olam. They're going to work it around right there. They'll work it outside the arc. Three-point shot on the way. Rimmed around, going to go for Josiah Olam. I take that back. That was, shot was taken by Luke Jones. Rebound secured as the buzzer sounds. At the end of three quarters of play, Tipton 34. Monroe Central, 29. We'll talk about the remainder, the other 2 locations for regional competition happening today. The 10 o'clock ball game happening today at North Judson, St. Pierre. North Judson, St. Pierre, the visiting team, they're going to get Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian. We'll mention St. Pierre, they're 21-5. Fort Wayne Blackhawk, 22-4. The winner will play tonight at 7 p.m. Also there at North Judson, Hammond Bishop Knoll, 11-12. Central Noble, 25-2. Doesn't tip off at noon. The winner will play the winner of Game 5. They call that Game 5 in this category. We'll make it at LaPel. Tipton Blue Devils, the visiting team, 17-6. 10:30, they tipped off. They're going against Monroe Central, 24-0. The winner will play tonight right here at LaPel, 8 p.m. The second game here at LaPel will be the Rensselaer Central Bombers at 12-12. To go against Carroll, the Carroll Cougars, 23-1. That'll take place around 12 noon. The winner of that game will play the winner of this game. As mentioned, it'll happen at 8 p.m. tonight. So they're going to inbound the basketball. Brought in slightly in the backcourt, right there by Monroe Central. Ball's in the front court on the dribble. We're going to see the corner. They're working down low. Going to get to Burciaga. His crowd go to baseline. To get it back out in the paint, going off the glass. Shot going to go. He'll get fouled. That's number zero, Josiah Allum. Foul this whistle. Let's call this foul on 22. Jackson Money going to pick up number three. At the strike, going to shoot twice. Number zero, Josiah Allum. First shot up and good. Josiah Allum, he's shooting 80%. From the free throw stripe this season. He's now 45 for 56. Throw it up, he'll eye the second one. He'll get that one also. 2 points at the stripe for Josiah Allum. 34-31. We're going to play defense in the backcourt, and Monroe Central going to pick up a steal. It was tipped away by Burciaga. Picked up right here by number two, Jackson Allum. Out top of the basketball, number zero, Josiah Allum back to Jackson. Jackson Allum now back to Josiah, working right side, Luke Jones. So against Jackson Allum on the dribble, guarding him is Grady Carpenter. They're working behind the arc. Going to dribble in, out top the circle. They're moving to the corner, Luke Jones, and they'll bring the ball back out. Reset the offense on the left-handed dribble by Jackson Allum. He'll dribble in. The tip it back out, three-point shot on the way. Rims off, way to go. Shot taken by Josiah. They're going to whistle a foul. Looking for a jump ball right there with Burciaga. They call the foul. They're going to bring it into the backcourt. That foul was whistled on number two, Jackson Allum. They bring it in. That's Jackson Allum's third foul in the ballgame. Team foul number five on Monroe Central. Thus far, second half, Tipton with three fouls. Outside the arc, Jackson Money to move it right side. Grady Carpenter. They're looking down low. We're going to be intercepted. Picked off right there by Cole Munchell. Back the other direction. Josiah. And Josiah Allum going to lower the shoulder. He was going coast to coast. He had his mind made up. If you drop the shoulder, it doesn't matter the defensive man's position. We're going to call a timeout. Coach Smith Hawkins going to call a 60-second timeout. Blue Devils going to get the ball back. We'll see the ball brought in by Tipton at the end of this quarter. Timeout break. 34-31. Blue Devils by three. We'll mention. Also bringing this game to you is Put Me in Sports. Thankful to do so. We'll mention. Internet radio broadcast coverage of this IHSAA education-based athletic contest is being made possible by Robbie Kendall and AudioSportsOnline.net. If you have a desire to broadcast, you want to cover a team or more than one team, you can call Robbie Kendall. You can reach him. You can check out his work on AudioSportsOnline.net. You can get a hold of Robbie, and he'll hook you up. He'll get you associated with baseball season, football season. Put Me in Sports will be back for baseball. Central Catholic Knights baseball. And football in the fall, once again, with the Tipton Blue Devils, happy to do so. Thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We're going to bring the ball in. 84 feet away, Blue Devils facing full court pressure. They'll pass across the timeline, Grady Carpenter to Jackson Money. Back to Grady, deep in the front court. He'll move it adjacent. They're in the center circle. Noah Swan on the dribble, working against him is number one, Luke Jones. They get away out top, Sam Ridgway. Ridgway going to set a screen as he gets the ball back to Nolan Swan, back to Jackson, now back to Nolan. 6:15, they'll go in the paint. Shot off the mark, going to kill Nolan Swan. Would have been a two. Rebound out of there, Burciaga. Going back the other direction. On the dribble, left side behind the arc. Number two, Jackson Allum. He'll work his shot outside the paint. just inside the arc right there. 2-point bucket good for Jackson Ollum. 5:52 left during the fourth. 34-33. Tipton in front by one. They're working down low. Nate Powell, they bring it back out. He'll get it back out to Jackson Money. Guarding him, Luke Jones. Backpedal dribble, give it up to Nolan Swan. They're working down low on the baseline. Outside the paint, Nate Powell, he'll dribble his way in. Working against Bertiaga. Spin move in the paint, rimmed around, got the bucket. Nate Powell for two. 36-33. Might have got away with the travel right there. Bertiaga didn't quite get that ball down in time, but they let play go. They'll go around the rim, and they get a three-point shot. Left elbow extended. Good. Monroe Central Josiah Ollum ties the ball game at 36-36. Going to be a whistle right there in the front court. They got a baby stroller right here. It's a double unit. One of the officials blew the whistle, took a breather, and walked over and kicked one of the items out. Got something on the floor right there. They threw something out. There's particle right there. It looks like a flower type of match right there. So, we'll hope that wasn't a firework, which is coming to my brain right now. A firework right there might have been what that was. We're going to try to wipe that up with the floor wipe right there, and we'll hope that'll clean up. It may not. I saw that same thing done when I was a senior. Before school started, I definitely won't mention who it was. They're cleaning the floor up. Looks like that might work. They're going to take the particle pattern out there. It was a dust, bunch of dust particles right there. I believe it might have been a firework. So you don't see that very often. Sometimes you see toilet rolls out in the floor. That's a no-no also. Yeah, that could be a technical foul for the team represented by whoever threw it out there. But they don't always call the check. I think I've seen that called one time as a technical foul, but I've seen toilet paper probably three or four times in my lifetime watching basketball games. So 5:02 left. We're in the fourth quarter. 36-36. Going to be Tipton's possession when we come back out. And we'll go ahead and mention. Say what? Bringing this game to you. Working right there. Is Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're right there in Cicero, Indiana at 1110 South Peru Street, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero along State Road 19 at the Cicero Town Plaza. There are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to make sure you get the right part the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. They're going to bring the ball in half court, I should say three-quarter court. Noah Swan going to end with the basketball. They're still wiping it up. They're going to ask for some more wipes right there. It's not quite satisfactory. Matter of fact, this is a game that means quite a lot. So they'll work it from there. And they're going to wipe up some more, make sure they get it done like they want it done. And this is a regional competition. And they're still wiping right there on the surface. Looks like it's going to be fine, and they're going to wipe it up right there. And they're ready for basketball. 5:02 left, fourth quarter. Tie ball game at 36. Brought in slightly in the backcourt by Nolan Swan. Grady Carpenter crosses the sideline, dishes it to Swan. Triple threat, he'll dish it down low. Nate Powell dribbles once, works the ball back out to Jackson Money. He'll reset the offense against Grady Carpenter. 4:45 on the game clock. Nate Powell's going to back his way down. Inside out play, Grady Carpenter off the mark, wouldn't fall, falls off. Couldn't nail the rebound off the fingertip of Cole Munchell. going to give it back to Tipton in their front court. 4:38, game clock. 36-36 left of the bucket on the baseline. Nolan Swan tosses it in to Grady Carpenter. They're working down low. He gets to May Powell. Let's take a shot. We're going to call a traveling violation. Not sure that's his expertise right there in that calling that part of the court. Guy on the baseline getting called. Timeout called. 30 seconds. Timeout called right there. They'll bring in from the baseline. Blue Devils will. And then we'll mention. Honored to support Indiana's game at all levels. The Tipton Blue Devils and the Monroe Central Golden Eagles. The Indiana Pacers and the Indiana Fever, proud partners of the IHSAA. They are honored to support Indiana's game at all levels. So we're going to 30-second timeout complete. We're going to bring it in from the long to Monroe Central. They'll bring it in from backcourt, 84 feet away, 4:32 left. Ball game tied at 36. In the front court, they'll move it around. Luke Jones cuts the hands briefly. Jackson Allman. Now back out to Josiah. Outside the arc, they'll go to the corner with it. Luke Jones back to Jackson Allman. Back out to Josiah Allman behind the arc. Blue Devils going to move that zone. Deliberate basketball right here. Monroe Central. They're working into paint. Jackson Allman will have to dish it back out to Josiah Allman. Then we're going to run the perimeter out top. They're getting an elbow right side to Munchell. Cole Munchell will go to the corner with it. Burciaga touches the hands briefly of Josiah. He'll get it back out to Jackson Allman. Now he'll give it up to Josiah out in the center circle. He'll dribble in. 3:43 left. They'll work it down low. Burciaga. They're going to commit a foul. Blue Devils going to foul Burciaga. Looking for that block shot. As mentioned before, you got to earn a foul. You got to earn that foul verbatim at North Central High School in south of there. 3:40 on the game clock. Going to the foul strike. Gavin Smithson, Burciaga. Burciaga shooting 70% from the stripe on the season. Going to wipe up some perspiration as some bodies hit the floor. Working that foul duty right there, Jackson Allman. Blue Devils on the lane. Nate Powell down low. Sam Ridgway down low. Also in the lane, Brady Carpenter and Nolan Swan. Just behind the arc, Jackson Money. First shot on the way. Burciaga got the first one. He gets congratulatory on the lane. Entering a ball game for the Blue Devils, number 23, Aiden Cole. Taking a breather is Sam Ridgway. He gets medium fives from the coaches. He'll take a breather. Second shot going to be on the way right here. Burciaga, he got both of them. Burciaga on the season, 50 for 71. 3:35 on the game clock. Two-point leader, Monroe Central. 38-36. In the front court with the basketball, Jackson Money. This is it, Nolan Swan. Outside the arc, they're working down low. Pass outside. They're going to say it was out of bounds. They blow the whistle. Hand goes in the air. Was not a fist. We're going to check to see who this is out on. They're going to say it was last touch by Tipton. They're going to bring it in. Ride the bucket on the baseline. 3:21 left. 3:21 left. 38-36. Monroe Central. Probably going to be quite deliberate. They're going to call timeout. They're going to call timeout. The timeout's called by Coach Justin Olam. We'll call a full 60-second timeout. We will mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. You can also visit them inside Reynolds Farm Equipment
Titus Bakery and Deli. Yes, Titus Bakery and Deli. Their hours of operation are they're open from Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're open on Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Little Sound Equipment and Titus Bakery in Deli. They're located along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. They're going to bring the ball in. Front court right here. The official let him know probably has that 3-foot box to stand in without traveling. He's going to toss it to the back court, Josiah Allen. They'll get the ball back from Josiah. They'll pass across the timeline to Josiah now on the dribble. Jackson Olam. Double team with a pin and in. The pass out of Bushiaga. They'll dribble out left elbow. They'll hit a 3-point shot off the mark. Rebound putback is good. Bushiaga was right there. Right place by time. The 3-point shot wouldn't go for Luke Jones. 2:48 on the game clock. 40-36. Driving baseline, Noah Swan. They kick it back out, Grady Carpenter. To take a shot, no foul call. They're not going to whistle a foul going back the other direction. With the basketball is Josiah Allman. Going to be a double team. He'll pass out of it. Going to be tipped away. Nearly a steal by Nate Powell. Tipped away, I believe, by Jackson Money. He'll try to pin him in the backcourt. Back to Josiah Allman. 2:20 left. 4-point ball game. Monroe Central in front. Outside the arc. He'll bounce it in. Bounce it in Bursiaga. He gets the ball right back out to Josiah Allman. Looking for a foul. Lots of fouls to give, I should say. Several fouls to give. They're going to whistle a foul. They're going to call this one on Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan treatment gives up that foul, stopping the play. He picks up number one. Team foul number 5 on Tipton. 6 thus far on Monroe Central. The Blue Devils will shoot the 1-1. Next common foul. 2 minutes left. Double team. With this near steal, should have been a traveling violation. They're going to call a timeout. That was a traveling violation, but no call. He slid on the surface. He had the ball in hand. They're going to call a 30-second timeout. Calling that timeout right there is...
Hey, we're in the locker room. We're going to talk to Coach Cliff Hawkins. I tell you what, Coach, there's a game and a half, and that's an understatement.
Well, it was a great basketball game between two heavyweight teams that wanted to win the game. And the beauty of all of it, they withstood their strain that they have being undefeated to move forward in the tournament, and your only goal is to advance. We gave an unbelievable effort. And we fell a little bit short on some of the things we still wanted to accomplish late in the game, but I'm really proud of my team.
You got some seniors that stepped up, Sam Ridgway especially.
Yeah, I thought Sam, even if he missed his shot, he went and got it again, you know. And I thought he was really working hard in Air Force tonight. And, you know, the thing about these seniors, Sam and Aiden and Nate, they have charted the course for us. You know, they stayed strong. They accepted our young players and their basketball family. And we're really, really proud of those seniors and know it's very hard on them right now because the last game is always the hardest for anybody. The younger players, though, they hurt too. And that's why Tipton's so special because these kids hurt. And it won't be very long before we'll go back to work just because that's the kind of people they are. But certainly a fantastic season. And, you know, we're disappointed late in the game. We couldn't keep getting it down at 8 because we felt like we had 6 fouls on them in the second half and, you know, in the third quarter even. And we just, you know, still ended with 6 fouls and I think 2 points in the fourth quarter. So their defense really stepped it up a notch.
Coach, I'm not going to take you the time. I want you to talk as much as you want to. I tell you what, you got a fan base that is incredible.
Yeah, the Tipton Blue Devil fans. I mean, for us, when we left town today, a police escort, a fire truck escort, and and fans standing along the streets to support our guys, and then everybody showing up at the game here. There's a lot of belief in what we do at Tipton with basketball, and I know our community is really proud of our team and our players and our coaches.
Coach, I tell you what, you're quite a man. I guess you're coming back for year four, are you not?
Yeah, I'm sure I am, yeah. But, yeah, you know, every year as you get older, AJ, as you'll find out in this business, you know, you think about things maybe a little bit differently than what you did when you were 30 and 35 and 40. I'm a lot older than that. So, we're looking forward to continuing to build what we've started.
So, what, you've got a good building block, you have three seniors. You're going to miss them, but you're going to have them guys fall into place.
We will. We'll figure it all out. And, you know, obviously we've got to kind of come down from this season. I know we won't take very long, though, because this is such a hungry group. These are people that they're passionate about basketball. And I'm just so thankful for our seniors we could win a sectional. But I'm really excited that, you know, about the possibilities of what could happen for our younger players in the program and what the possibilities are. But it does, you know, nothing is given to us. Everything is earned and everything is determined. We always have to deserve our success, and we deserve today. But what I'm saying about is how we approach everything in the off season. We have to deserve success by working at it so doggone much that, I know our guys, they'll be after it here soon.
Well, we're going to bow out, but they'll rebound, they'll get some spring sports, and they'll definitely be at the gym playing basketball, too.
We really appreciate Tipton, everything they did. Yesterday, the administration had us do a little walkthrough, you know, the school, and you got the cheerleaders and the band, and again, there are band here today, and you got our students, and, you know, I don't know that everybody truly realizes how important of a part they are to the whole machine. And certainly our Blue Nation is something that's very special.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you for everything you've done this year.
Okay. Hey, we're still back in the locker room. We're going to talk right now with three seniors. We're talking to Nate Powell, Sam Ridgeway, Aiden Toll. Say what, all these guys are taller than me. I thought I was 6 feet tall, but I think that's a fib. But Aiden Toll, I tell you what a ball game. You got to admit that ball game had some umph in it, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I mean, the crowd had everybody. It was a momentum game. Honestly, I thought we had it for most of the time, but we couldn't finish it out. But I'm proud to stand along these other two guys and the whole rest of my team, because I thought we were tougher than anybody that we've played against. So I'm super proud of that.
Sounds good. Say, what, Sam, you got in the ball game here today. You shot the basketball. You rebounded it. You put it back up. You went to the free throw line. You hit free throws. You're going to be ready for Wabash, are you not?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to go off to Wabash. You know, my brother goes there, and I know I'm going to represent Tipton really well over there, you know, hard work and everything. So, yeah, I'm ready to go over there.
Hey, what, 6'8", I got to ask you, what's the height of the rest of the team? Tell me a little bit what you know.
I mean, I don't know if I'm going to play basketball there yet, but I know for sure I'm going to play football. And, you know, that's the big thing they recruited me for was my size, you know, catching touchdowns and everything like that. So I'm excited. And I know Coach Cole has put me through everything that's going to put me at that next level. So I'm excited.
I'm glad, because I talked about you being a linebacker and catching a couple of touchdown passes during this game. So thank you. That'd be pretty fun, right?
Yeah, very fun.
You're smiling. That's good. Nate Powell, I tell you what, you're a guy that can do a lot of things. I tell you what, you are evidently academically sound as a Tipton student, but yet you play basketball with all out.
Yeah, I try to balance my schoolwork with my athletics. Just try to make it an equal balance.
You do that pretty well, like I have mentioned. The ball goes on the floor. You're not ashamed to get down there and find it.
Yeah. That's one of my biggest upsides is, I'm a junkyard dog, as Coach Baggs calls me, and I just basically go after every loose ball because it matters.
That sounds good. I'm going to talk to Aiden. I'll be back here in a second. But Aiden, I tell you what are you planning on doing when you graduate Tipton High School?
I've had some work for football. Tranny University's been looking at me, but going towards just going to IU, getting a good education, majoring in sports management.
Your dad got a good education at IU.
He got better than I got at ISU. And I say, well, how about you? I know you've got to be academically strong at Tipton. Tell me about that.
My parents always pushed that, if I don't do the grades, I won't play sports. So it's just always been a thing of mine. And, the sports are just the second thing compared to school. Make sure I have the grades for it, and then I just use that to push me to do the best in the sports. So, yeah.
That is good comparison in the right order. And I tell you what, Nate, you got some points tonight, and when I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, I don't get to count up how many points you get. I won't find out till I hear from somebody. You probably know, but you don't have to tell me. But to what, 19.9 average? That's a pretty good average in this season.
Yeah, my average doesn't really mean that much to me. All I care about is the team winning.
That's very good. You got better on your free throws. Say what, that's helpful. Got to mention, you went up for rebounds, and you was backing down Burciaga, and Burciaga had a chore tonight, or today.
Yeah, it was a little tough going against him at first, but I had to start getting crafty on him.
I saw your craftiness. You looked like Mark Jackson. Coach, remember Mark Jackson for the Pacers when he backed the guys down. Looked just like Mark Jackson. I said, well, we're going to bow out of here, but anything last words you want to tell the Blue Nation?
Thank you for all that you guys have done. I mean, the community, the fans, everything. I mean, we got there 20, 25 people just at 8:30 in the morning in town just after we're on the bus on the way here. So, I mean, and you saw the shit, how they turned out today. So I just want to thank them and my team and my parents because they've done so much for me.
Very much so. That's taking toll. So what I saw guys waiting to get in the gate today, it was cold today, even though it's going to be 25 tomorrow, but 52 on Monday. They were waiting in the freezing cold because they love the Blue Devils. Is that right, Tim?
Yeah, they do a lot. They're very welcoming and everything. Back in fifth grade when I came over to Tipton, they were very welcoming, and I just loved it ever since. And, this is where I was going to go to high school and finish out my high school career and go off to college afterwards, so.
That is wonderful. Aiden Toll, Sam Ridgway, Nate, talk about what you're thinking right now. When you step out this door right here, what's on Nate Powell's mind?
The game still a little bit, but I'm just going to cherish these memories for as long as I can because they mean everything to me.
Okay, those are seniors, Blue Devil Country, and thank you, Mr. Cliff Hawkins.
We're all good. Thank you.
Now, okay, we're about out of here. I think we can go ahead and continue this conversation. When we're out near the locker room, we're going to have a conversation with Coach Randy Bagley. I said, well, Coach Bagley, you do everything. You keep the stats. You talk to the guys. You keep them in line. You keep them enthused.
Well, thanks, AJ. They're easy kids to coach. They're a lot of fun, and that kind of falls back on the fact that we have, I think, really great parents, too.
I think you're right, exactly right. I'm beginning to know that that's correct, but I tell you what, the stuff you do, and people don't realize behind the scenes how much stuff there is to be done.
I appreciate that. I always tell people that I bleed blue.
I believe it, too. So, well, you've been around quite a while. I say, what you think about Michelle Garman. Michelle Garman bleeds blue.
She definitely bleeds blue. Bill White, who's our official scorekeeper, bleeds blue. Terry Capshaw, Brett Stoker, they all do a great job helping our program. And we got a bunch of good assistant coaches. And, of course, Cliff's a good coach.
So, Mexico, he said he's coming back. I did ask him that question. It probably wasn't even a question, but I'm looking forward to seeing everybody back in the nucleus working towards the next season.
It's funny because I was thinking about hanging it up a few years ago, and Nate Powell asked me to stay till he graduated. And now we got these young guys, and I don't want to leave. So I'm sure I'll be back too.
Well, I don't want you to leave, and I know they don't. So when I look at you, you wear blue Even to study and go look at Tri-Central High School, when you were looking at Taylor High School, you was wearing blue. You weren't ashamed at all.
No, not at all. I don't have much other than blue stuff, I think, AJ. And I've got some golf stuff that's different colors than blue, but for the most part, my winter attire is always blue.
Golf? What's golf? I know about fishing.
Golf for old guys.
Well, a lot of guys, young guys play it too, but I tell you what, are you going to make it back tonight to the championship?
Probably will. Yeah, it'll be, I think, a good game. Right now, I think Carroll's up about 5 or 6 on Rensselaer, and, you know, Carroll only has one loss on the year, so that should be a really good championship game if it's Monroe Central and Carroll.
That sounds good. We're going to bow out of here. I thank you very much.
Thanks, AJ. Thanks for all you do. It's really fantastic.
So we're about out of here. We're actually sign off right now, and we'll do the second sign off. We'll hopefully get this captured at the end of the ball game. I apologize if the end of the ball game was not recorded. Possibility of a chance that we lost connection and we had a glitch in the atmosphere that knocked us off about the 2:20 mark left in the fourth quarter. I was notified by a couple of people that that may have happened. I apologize to them. We'll get back in the back end of the ballgame. Hopefully you'll be able to hear each interview. Coach Cliff Hawkins, seniors, Ben Ridgeway, Nate Powell, Aiden Toll, and right there we talked to Coach Randy Bagley. And we hope you enjoy the season. We'll be back for next year's season, but prior to that, we'll do some baseball. Thank you for listening. PutMeInSports.com.